Today marks the beginning of the fourth annual Form Festival at Arcosanti, Paolo Soleri's experimental town about 70 miles north of Phoenix. Form features music. This year's includes Solange Knowles as the headliner. Art is also a huge part of the event. Its website describes Form as a weekend of creative immersion, adventure, and retreat. The first 3 years of Form went smoothly, but a fire at a concert in October of 1978 that featured Stephen Stills and Todd Rundgren is still remembered and makes some people wonder about Arcosanti as a place to hold a major concert. In a few minutes, we'll hear from the musician who helped create Form. We start with Jeff Stein, who first came to Arcosanti in 1975 to train with Soleri. He's now co-president of the Cosanti Foundation. Jeff, Arcosanti is a unique place, but are there pluses and minuses to holding an event like Form there?
Pluses and minuses. Well, you're right in imagining that this place is unique, and it's unique in its beauty, not only because of Soleri's architecture here that's been built over the past 47 years, but the natural landscape of this place. The mesa that we're on, the little valley in front of us, the closeness of cliffs across the way, which, by the way, I'm looking at right now. There aren't minuses, as we understand them, to put on an event like what's going to be going on this coming weekend. I guess a minus might be that our infrastructure, our water sewage and the famous and bumpy Arcosanti Road are going to be overused for just a couple of days, but we can live with that. And the pluses are so fabulous. You know, Paolo Soleri imagined that there was such a thing as the urban effect. What happens when there are a whole bunch of people together exchanging ideas and goods and services and getting to know each other and the place where they are? And while there are about 80 people here at Arcosanti year-round as residents of the place, that's not really enough to experience what the potential of this place is, even in its infancy. But when the 1,200 paying customers and the extra 300 artists and performers and crew and chefs and others come for this one weekend of the year Form, the place is alive in a way that it isn't at any other time. It's just fantastic.
Jeff, the Form Festival has seemingly gone off without a hitch in its first 3 years. But about 40 years ago, there was a major festival at Arcosanti, a concert which featured some well-known headliners like Stephen Stills, Todd Rundgren, and a huge fire erupted there, and that caused a lot of problems. And for some people, that is still a concern. Is that something that obviously all these decades later you still have concerns about, or have those potential, again, problems been nipped in the bud?
In fact, that's exactly right. I was here, one of the producers of that 1978 Arcosanti Festival, Art in the Environment, which itself was fantastic too. Of course, somebody's catalytic converter caught some tall dead grass on fire, and we burned a few less than 100 cars over the weekend. But the crowds, there were about 5,000 people here at that moment, were so understanding and so great. Everyone got a ride home for the next year and a half. Insurance companies hashed it out. But in fact, one of the things that we do with Form is no cars. All the cars are parked at Cortez Junction, and we have shuttle buses bringing people on and off of the property. So that one thing that happened all those years ago isn't ever likely to occur again, but it was really something.
So for this kind of event, Arcosanti is more than just a venue. It's really part of the DNA of what made this come about.
Yes, absolutely. Almost this kind of event happens in a few other places, but not this exact thing. It can only happen at Arcosanti. In these formed buildings in this landscape that really do connect people. I heard someone say once last year at Form, gee, you know, when you say to someone who you've met here, I'll see you again real soon, you actually do see them again real soon.
Jeff Stein is co-president of the Cosanti Foundation. Zach Tetro of the band Hundred Waters is a co-founder of the Form Arcosanti Festival. He was inspired by the place itself to move forward with the event 4 years ago. So, Zach, as a musician, what makes Arcosanti such a different kind of venue when you perform there?
There's nowhere I've ever performed that compares to this venue. The intimate nature of the venue itself, the Greek style amphitheater layout, really brings people together, really hugs people close, and unites the audience with the performer in a really beautiful way that I don't think you get anywhere else. The sheer magnitude of the environment that we're in here at Arcosanti, with the night sky booming above us, I feel like everyone who's in the audience feels like they're also participating in the concert, and therefore the energy that's like directed towards the performer is so much greater than any venue show I've ever done. Mm.
If there's something beyond the location, what makes Form stand out from other music festivals beyond that?
You know, I have a hard time even calling it a festival. Okay. I've always had a hard time with that. You know, I've kind of come over to the dark side on it, and I've been calling it a festival. but in reality, you know, this is like a very intimate, highly curated experience. You know, you, from the moment you park your car at the lot off site, you are like committing and trusting in us to take you on a journey through getting in that coach bus just a couple miles off site, riding in and having someone on that bus educate you about what Arcosanti is and what it means to go to a festival that is Leave No Trace and minimal impact and no waste. And then you pull into this eco city and you're here for three nights with, you know, 1,500 other people who most of them you've never met. That alone is just like, you're putting a lot of trust into this experience. So it's really up to us to deliver something beautiful and compelling that's like as deserving of your time as you're you know, allowing it to be.
And because of what you said, is there something special, something unique inherently in the people who want to come to a festival like Form?
Yeah, and I think we do a pretty good job of that with our messaging, with our core messaging, and with our forum that we create, in which we invite all of our participants to, which they start to have a dialogue and they begin communicating about like the do's and don'ts. We have a strong FAQ about the festival and about Arcosanti that we use to try to educate people about, you know, the little details of this place. Those things go a long way, and then just the word of mouth, the people who've come in the past carrying on that message and becoming the voice of what Form is and what Arcosanti is, and actually like using those past participants who are advocates of the project, who believe in the trajectory of it, to really like drive the future for it.
Zach Tetreault of the band 100 Waters. He's a co-founder of the Form Arcosanti Festival. The three-day event begins today, and you're listening to the show.